Continuing our conversation today with SIU President Randy Dunn. Dr. Dunn, you talked about the possibility of there being legislation and touched on the fact that there may not be enough time, even if legislation is passed. So what happens?
Well, what happens is that we are just going to have to take longer, assuming we get back on the track of a regular appropriation in FY17, the next fiscal year. What happens is that we maintain the core of operations, as we have done thus far this 7 months, get through the rest of the year, hopefully get back on a normal track with our regular appropriations starting in FY17, and then start paying back all these reserve funds and special accounts that we've had to draw upon to get through this year. And as I've said, we haven't done an exact calculation, and it depends on the appropriation level that we arrive at, assuming we get back to normal in FY17 or something close to that. It's going to take us years to pay back these funds. We have to do that. But what we are hearing, as referenced in the on-air portion, is the fact that we may see some level of appropriation that we get. I think we're starting to get enough of our legislative friends who have not been willing to move forward with an appropriation to understand that we've got to have something, or we're going to see two or three of these institutions not be able to make it. And as opposed to saying, for instance, to a Chicago State that's declared this public date that they would have to close, instead of just throwing $25 million at Chicago State, or some number of millions of dollars at the next institution that has a drop-dead date, it would be better, and I think this is being realized, to have at least some partial appropriation come to all of us to give us something to help carry us through to the spring. And as we work on, literally now within a couple of weeks, the budget address from the governor to see what the spring or to see what the FY17 appropriation will be.
There's always a lot of speculation, particularly around these two speeches.
Yes.
And what's going to happen.
Yes.
There has been a small amount of talk over the last several weeks about the possibility of a 2-year budget.
Right.
Would that help, or would it be better for you to get an appropriation for FY16 and another for
FY17? Well, I think we are at a critical stage where we need to have some sort of partial appropriation. It prevents us from just draining all of those special accounts to nothing, emptying those out, which would take us years to get them built back if we don't have something for this current year, FY16. As I mentioned, we have one or two or three state universities that may not make it. So I think it's essential that there is some partial appropriation soon, now, if I can be that direct, to help all of us kind of limp through to the end of the year. And then if there is some sort of 2-year deal that would provide something to offset the losses of FY16 and then get to a regular FY17 appropriation, I could see that as a logical outcome. But we do go back to the problem that we've lost so much of this fiscal year that it becomes difficult if, let's say, there is a revenue growth or some sort of new tax or fee that comes into play. We've lost so much of the fiscal year, there's not enough time to collect anything to make us whole. So it becomes difficult to get a full year appropriation when the money's just not there, and any new revenue that's coming in won't have enough time to build to give us support for this fiscal year, even to partial level as what we would have expected to see. But then if we can get something for this year, maybe a partial soon, and then something a bit later on in a 2-year, as part of a 2-year budget deal, and then get back to normal or even a little growth for FY17, then we'll deal with that and move forward. But at some point, this standoff has to unfreeze. We've got to know what we're working with, and it's not just us. It's also the social service providers and other governmental agencies that have to get past this and know what we're going to do for the future. This can't play out forever.
Finally, I want to spend a little time maybe playing devil's advocate a little bit. There are those who would point to the fact that you have these special reserves, to
right.
the fact that the U of I now says it's used $671
yes.
million dollars in reserves. And they say, well, there's the fat. there are the places that universities need to be cutting. They shouldn't be sitting right on this much money. How do you explain to them what those monies are for and the fact that they are or maybe are not needed?
It's a very legitimate question. And usually the first thing that I say when I get that kind of query is this: I'll bet SIU and all the other state universities are glad that we hold those reserves, because if we didn't have them, many parts of this campus would have been shut down. People would have received layoff notices, and operations in many areas of our services and functions would have ground to a halt. So this is why we have reserves for times like this. Well, to answer your question, you're really looking at three or four strategies that come into play. So think about this. In a normal year, we would have expected to see, and we haven't had normal years in Illinois for a while now, but in a normal year, at this point of the fiscal year, coming into February very soon, we would have expected to receive about $110 million just at SIU and our state support. This gives you a sense of how important a part of our budget our state appropriation is. Now, we've had payment delays and that type of thing, but eventually we get paid. And up to this point of the year, we're missing $110 that would have been here, but for the fact we have no state budget. You can look at University of Illinois' numbers accordingly and see what they're up against. So what we're doing to kind of stagger through the year is to go to a couple of different funds or accounts in answer to your question. We do hold reserve funds for a variety of purposes, and those are there as protections, as backstops for problems that may arise, whether it's major facility problem or payment fund for lawsuits. We self-insure for that purpose. We do have an income reserve that's out there. It's not large, but again, you hold something back as a rainy day fund in case that you see this massive drop of enrollment, let's say, or something like that due to a crisis that occurs. So we go to those various reserve funds that are identified and pull from those. We also have, as you know, across the SIU system, Jennifer, literally hundreds of special accounts for grants and contracts that we service. Many of those grants and contracts have fund balances within them. There is some money available built up over the years. Some of that money we've allowed certain of the grants and contracts that we have to continue for that work to go on and keep people employed if there are balances. But in essence, we also would internally borrow from those balances. The deal with both reserve accounts and special funds from grants and contracts is the fact that you can't just leave them empty. They have to be paid back. We have to make them whole once money comes into the till. And remember, we have no authority to short-term borrow. Unlike school districts, unlike community colleges, we can't short-term borrow. So the only thing we can do to tide us over is to borrow from ourselves, and that's what we've been doing. As well, as you well know, Jennifer, as an employee here at SIU, we've constrained spending in about every way we can discretionarily, and that's put the squeeze on a lot of things that we would normally do, whether it's big equipment purchases, a lot of the travel that would take place to support faculty and professional staff endeavors, that type of thing, and then slowing down some vendor payments. It's really been a combination of all of these things that we've had in place and we'll keep in place to get us through the end of the fiscal year. But again, that's why it would be so helpful to get at least some sort of partial appropriation now. And we don't want the legislators or other elected officials to say, oh, we did a little taste for higher education and that's the end of it. We need as much of our appropriation for this year that we can get to pay back these funds, or it's going to take us years to dig out of the hole. But we are at a point where we've got to have a partial appropriation, and I'm sensing that the General Assembly gets it as well, even in districts that may be represented by Republican legislators where there are universities located. I'm starting to see that everyone understands the level of crisis that we've hit. But that's kind of a long answer to your question.
Sure. And time will tell, of course. Dr.
Absolutely.
Dunn, thanks for your time.
Thank you.